views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, June 24th, 2014. Number 85 since being in the YNTS studio. My goodness, that's a lot. We are now on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you listen to us on replay throughout the weekend, thank you. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeart Radio. More information, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at @AndrewTreeGeo. Email yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. And, well, yeah, that's the rest. The top of the hour, second hour at least, end of the month, Yo Andrew News Talk Show, that's my name, don't wear it out, Howard Forrest, my phone screener from Brooklyn, Mary Claire Siniskowski, my producer all the way upstate, Moon Summer, or Samantha Summer, all the way from Seattle, Washington, and of course, my fellow spectating as always, Teddy Giordano, and I'm your host, Yo Andrew, welcome to the program. Transformation Talk Radio, they're one of the stations that airs our program in Seattle, Washington, and we thank Dr. Pat and we thank Moon and the whole crew for helping us bring our show onto their station, and I think it's been good so far. They brought us in more places than we could ever imagine. An intern there, because they replay my program throughout the weekend, Transformation Talk Radio, they replay us Friday mornings. They replay us Saturday nights, Sunday nights. A intern in Seattle, in the Transformation Talk Radio studios, he edits for the archives and edits for the replay my program. And his name is Michael. Michael, if you're listening and you're editing my show right now, we first want to thank you for editing our shows. We know you don't have to, even though you probably under your duty as an intern, you have to. But you could easily say to them, I don't want to edit this young man's show. I don't like it. It goes against what I believe in. But we thank you for editing. We thank you for taking out your time with us. Michael, I know how it is to be an intern. You wake up, you work your hardest, you do everything right, and by the end of the day, you might not know if it was worth it. It is, to a certain extent. Being an intern could be the best or it could be the worst. It all depends on your experience. And I hope in the Transformation Talk Radio studios they are treating you well, and I can't imagine they're not. For you to be editing shows, I think it's already a great internship. As long as you're not serving coffee and you're not doing paperwork and you're editing in a radio studio in 2014, that's a great thing. And I'm going to tell you why, because I used to intern myself. I interned at Sirius XM in 2011, and I used to edit interviews for the archives for the host. Again, that was back in 2011. I was very new to Adobe Audition, the leading sound software many of us use. That's actually right in front of me here in my studio in Staten Island, New York. It was 3 minutes before the program today where I had to edit a promo. When you heard Moon and the Rush Hour Renegade Full House promo, where it says 24 years later, because now I'm 24. It used to be 23 years later. I completely forgot. So I took Moon's bite that she emailed me 2 days ago, and I took the old one, and I sliced it, and I put it in 3 minutes. In 3 minutes. It was clutch. I was so excited. Like, wow, I just did that. Was it the internship that led me? Maybe. Was it the confidence that the internship gave me? Was it the insight? Maybe. But we do thank Michael for listening. And I know he enjoyed my... What did we play? Pokemon theme song last week. Again, we're not ashamed to play any type of song. As long as it leads us into the next segment. We really don't play any random song. I play Pokemon because we were speaking about the World Cup last week on the program, and I felt Pokemon, you want to be number one, you want to be the best, you want to be champion, and that's what any World Cup participant is doing. So I thought it worked in, but I heard he was very excited about the theme song being played. And he's probably right now, editing my show, he's probably cracking up, going, wow, he actually acknowledged me. Don't think everyone should acknowledge you. Everyone should know that you're there, you're doing a great thing. I know. People grow up, they make it to the top, and they forget about you. And they forget about what you've done. Believe me, I know. I work. I love how bosses act. I know. I was a boss myself during college too, but what I did was never act more superior than I should. There was no reason to act superior. You're like everyone else. You're in a workplace and you want to work as a team. Why should you try to create such an attitude thinking you could? There's no reason to. So believe me, I know. And I don't think anyone at Transformation Talk Radio is giving you that attitude. I think you're at a great place to intern for. And they're probably teaching you a lot of things, especially how you're intertwining AM and internet and how you're picking up programs from across the country. And one day, maybe you can create your own station and your own studio. And you'll be able to air on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm telling you. It's a great feeling. And Mike, good luck on your future endeavors. Feel free to email me. We'd love you to come on the program and speak about your internship. You know what? I like that. We are going to email Transformation Talk Radio tomorrow. And we'll bring on Mike next week. If he's allowed to. I don't see why not. We'll try to get permission. And we'll see if we can get Mike on and speak about the internship and how he's doing and how other places, that's a great idea. I'm going to write that down. I got to write all this down because I don't want to forget. I want to get to my main headlines of the month here. But I want to write this down because I like it. All right. Michael Intern, TTR, email, TTR. Okay, so I wrote that down. And I'm also going to write down the guest for Dining Theaters. I actually like that. That'll be a great show next week. How about it? Dining Theaters, current event, summertime. You want to go eat and dine. And we hope we can get this intern on. It would be great to get an intern on and speak about his experience. How old is he and how he thinks of the future. That's a great idea. We should get him on. Okay, that's settled. I'm going to start an intern trend. You imagine that? I bring an intern on every... Not bringing ideas on. We're live. Let's go to our first main headline. End of the month, main headlines. I know, now we're just... Woo! We're just switching over here to main headlines because I really want to get to them before the third break here on the program. Have you heard of the young girl who was attacked by a pit bull? She went to KFC in Mississippi. Supposedly, the KFC kicked her out because she was too scary. She was scaring the customers. It hit viral and has been a main headline this month. Today, actually, a new allegation has appeared. As of today, the young girl who supposedly was paralyzed on one side of the face, was attacked by a pit bull, went to KFC. Unfortunately, KFC, who has been investigating this, this is what they found out. An attorney of the family of a girl scarred by a pit bull attack is disputing the statement from a KFC franchise owner in Jackson that no evidence has been found to support the family's story that the three-year-old was asked to leave the restaurant because of her appearance. In other words, KFC has found that this young girl was a hoax, that this story was not true, and the family of the young girl is saying that's not true. It did happen. The KFC, when they looked at the cameras, did not see this young girl walk in, did not see the food that she supposedly ordered, and did not see any manager or any employee walking up to the young girl and her grandmother, who was visiting Jackson KFC after a trip to Blair E. Boston Children's Hospital, who asked them to leave by a KFC employer because of the little girl's scars. Supposedly it didn't happen. A story appearing Monday in the Laurel Leader called, quote, anonymous sources deep in the investigation, saying investigators could not find no evidence in a review of surveillance video at the two KFC restaurant nearest Blair E. Boston Hospital. Now, the young girl, of course, had nothing to do with this. Many are now saying it's the grandma that was the one that created this hoax. So what makes this hoax really bad? Well, supposedly, they have donated over $5,000. Hospitals have agreed for free to pay for her medical bills, and supposedly, this was a hoax. Supposedly, they might have done it for other reasons. Maybe they couldn't afford their bills, and they decided to create this and told the young girl to go along with it. I'm stunned. Many have felt another side to it. I use the word felt. In other words, they feel another side. I love how there are two sides to every story. There is. You agree with something, you disagree with something. You're for something, you're against something. Even for the most abstract stories, there are many who are defending the young girl and the grandma for what they did. Healthcare is too expensive. I understand that. They couldn't be able to afford their bills. Okay. So what does that mean? They're able to go to a company who, they're corrupt. Crony capitalism. KFC is one of the top 10 fast food companies who puts an ingredient in their bread. Like Subway did. We just saw a commercial, actually, that they took it out of it. You're right. I couldn't agree with you anymore. If you called in right now and you told me this, I would say you are right. But what you're wrong about is how they stoop down to their level. If someone in a parking lot that I have here in Staten Island that's privately owned, that we pay for, if someone went into a parking spot that wasn't theirs, I would not go into that parking spot. Why? Because it won't fix the problem. The problem is you're going into someone's spot that's not yours. You're going into something that's not rightfully yours. If you see that healthcare is expensive, it's a problem, I wouldn't stoop down and try to steal someone's money. I wouldn't create a story to justify my point and my actions. I wouldn't do that. Because by the end of the day, you're hurting the system that you're trying to fix a lot more. What you're doing is you're taking away money from someone who did earn their money, who did put a dollar into something and created millions because of their intelligence and because of the confidence they had behind them. I don't but believe that we should agree with this young grandma. I'm not blaming this young daughter. I do not believe this young girl had anything to do with her grandmother's actions. I don't. Now you're telling me that the cameras are lying. Now remember, KFC, you know, KFC, oh, you know. What do you think I'm going to say next? What am I going to say next? Come on. If KFC did do what the grandma and the young girl said they did, and that's come up to them while they were eating and saying, excuse me, you have to leave because your scars on your face is disturbing the customers. KFC, if they did that, would have discarded, would have destroyed, would have recycled, or would have never said or denied that they had any type of surveillance cameras. KFC would have said, we understand the actions, we're looking into it. Oh, KFC, what about the surveillance cameras? We don't got any. If you walked into a supermarket and you fell, and you are now suing the supermarket, and you want the supermarket to show you fell, they will not have those tapes. And you know it. And they'll find some type of store policy or law, because that's when crony capitalism comes into effect. KFC, oh, they looked. They looked at those cameras, and they saw nothing, and they're happy. Oh, we're not erasing these. We're making lots and lots of copies, and we're going to show it to the world. Not because we're crony, because we actually didn't do anything wrong. Remember, you're not talking about the corporation of KFC. You're talking about a small Kentucky location that's been harassed by many who have seen this story on the news, online, the past several weeks. Now realizing we didn't do anything wrong and we're going to make them look like fools. It's simple enough. KFC loves it. Please show those tapes. We wouldn't say it if we did anything at all. I'll be right back.
It is the end of the month. Open phone lines will now begin. Tell us what's on your mind. The number is 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4000. 4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now...
Tomorrow on History, it's an all-new season of Mountain Men.
There's an element of danger every time you walk out the door.
That's the way it is.
It's a dangerous way of making a living.
So many different things could kill you.
There's no room for mistakes.
I'm nervous about having my girls out in the bush with me.
To be a mountain man, live in the mountains, it's always been my life. This is who I am.
You just have to live your life.
Watch a new episode of Mountain Men tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a few groceries, but the grocery store is a hassle? Like an I must have walked a mile already. Why is the milk always at the back of the store hassle? Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with the essentials, so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Orbit Gum single packs are three for $3. And Pringles, including new sweet chili tango, are three for $4 with in-store coupon.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! This is great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
So I'm on Twitter at AngelTweetGL, and I see Katy Perry tweet an Instagram picture of her and the vice president, and she writes, "Brought my pink pony to the White House to holler at Joe Biden. P.S. He made me call my 93-year-old grandma to thank her for my baby blue eyes." So that's what Joe Biden is doing. Of course, that's what Joe Biden's doing. I feel many would disagree with me on this, and they would want me to bring a whole bunch of proof. And if you gave me a few days, I could. I feel because Joe Biden, he says statements during serious issues that have no relevance and makes the president look bad, that while we see the president in Iraq and we see the president going into issues like minimum wage and the midterm elections coming up this November, Joe Biden is doing all the fun stuff. He was in the World Cup last week. Now he's hanging out with Katy Perry. They never put Joe... I don't see Joe Biden going to Iraq. I don't see Joe Biden going into Syria. I don't see Joe Biden making a speech about minimum wage. He's having birthday cake with Katie. Think about it. Think about it. That's all I'm saying. Phone lines are open. Anything you want to talk about. Anything you like. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. Open phone lines. It's on. If you want to speak about Joe Biden and Katy Perry's day out, why not? Let's talk about it. You want to speak about your mom's smelly feet? Let's keep it for on the down low. If you want to speak about my mom's new obsession with Spotify, we can speak about that too. I know, I introduced it to Spotify, and it's the most amazing thing ever. It is, though. It's legal. Everyone gets their money, and you can take it on the go everywhere you go. It truly is amazing. I'm going to go back to my main headlines. I feel like there are so many I want to get into really quickly, and I want to get into some of them. Ryan Seacrest, he was a headline. He actually has got a fourth network gig. Really interesting that Ryan Seacrest spoke to THR about new packs that will have him host CBS Fashion Rocks. And this will actually allow him not to be on CBS. And he's already with NBC Universal. And he's with Fox. He's with ABC. Okay. He has signed a deal, according to a source, with CBS to host Fashion Rocks. He also has a one-year deal with NBC Universal that includes manning the major awards show carpets in 2015. He also does New Year's Rockin' Eve with ABC, and he recently signed two more years on Fox with American Idol. Ryan Seacrest is on all four major networks. Is that amazing? Is that the dream everyone wants to be on? To not be on one, not two, not three, but four. All four. If Ryan Seacrest was born in 1983, every channel you would go on, he would appear. There he is. And besides being on these four channels, doing red carpets, hosting two shows, hosting one of the largest store shows each year. He also does America's Top 40. He also does On Air with Ryan Seacrest. He also creates the Kardashian reality program. I mean, does this man eat? Is this man a role model or what? It's amazing how Ryan Seacrest could look up to some of the greatest men who's ever been behind a mic and in front of a camera and being able to continue that legacy and then to create his own programming and being able to open up a variety of programs. Truly amazing. I wouldn't want to be anyone else. Let's move on to another story. This is a sad one, but this is also kind of equivalent to the story of the KFC, and I'll tell you why. Father was charged with a felony of murder, and this was actually announced today, according to ABC. He was the father who left his son in the car. He was supposed to bring him to daycare. Doesn't do it often. He forgot. And he got heat stroke and passed away. The Mann family claims it was an honest and tragic mistake. But police disagree. And Justin Ross, who's 32, this was the father. I'm sorry, 33. Now faces heightened charges in Cooper's heat stroke death. And that was the young 22-month-old son who passed away after being in a mini SUV for hours on a sweltering day, a case that has drawn outrage from people who believe the man has already suffered enough. Suffered enough. He suffered enough. When did we forget to be a father? When did we forget? It's an honest mistake. I see more laws. I see more posters teaching American people how to do things. Now we have to make posters. Remember your child in the car. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the blah, 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 blah. We already had to teach parents not to turn away when your son or daughter is next to a pool. And we believe that's a reasonable thing to teach them considering things can get crazy by a pool area. They can slip. It's an honest mistake. You didn't see your kid in the back seat. you didn't see them in a mirror? I compare this to the KFC story because we're defending a bunch of frauds. Unless this family can show me wrong, but I'm telling you, if KFC has the tapes and they say, well, we have them, and believe me, if KFC comes out and says we have something, that means they didn't do it. Because you know that KFC did do it, they would have erased those tapes months ago. This father, he suffered enough. He had to learn your lesson. Every parent has to learn their lesson. I'm sorry. My father never walked away or we never went into our house and my mom and dad laid on each other while I ran around. No, that's not how it worked. And this is back in the 90s, by the way. So don't give me the whole, yeah, back in the 50s, 60s. They're all the same by the end of the day. But I'm trying to make a point here. This young father was distracted by something. It might have been a radio player. It might have been a phone. How did you forget? It was an honest mistake. Your child's your first priority in that situation. The first thing always on your mind. You forgot. Hours passed as Harris was driving home for the night. He knows his son still in the back seat and pulled him into a shopping center parking lot. He kept saying, what have I done? What have I done? He laid his son on the ground, started doing CPR, trying to resuscitate him. Apparently, the child wasn't responding. Until we more or less run out, a lot of the information that we are having to track down right now, these charges will stand, according to the Cobb County Police Sergeant Dana Pierce. Now, supporters have raised more than $18,000 for his defense. Because simply the father made a mistake. The justice system can't punish Ross worse than he is punishing himself. So he's punishing himself, though. You're right. We should punish him. We should punish him. He should punish himself. I'm sorry. The justice system stands. And we don't even know this young man. We don't know him. Maybe he did it on purpose. I'm sorry I threw that out there. I know, it's harsh to say. But from the story that we're reading, we don't know. Did you know that an average of 38 children die across the United States annually after being left in a hot car, with 44 deaths reported nationally last year, according to kidsandcars.org, a national nonprofit devoted to vehicle safety? This is a statistic. This is an issue. Shouldn't be politicized. No, but should be locally communicated. Now, where did these deaths come from? Oh, believe me, I know someone. I know someone who leaves their children, who runs to the bank on a hot day, leaving the windows a little bit open. I don't think that should be a law to not do that. I think it's common sense. That's what I think. I understand this young father is going to suffer for the rest of his life for what he's done. I know. But what makes you think he is now safe? I don't know anything about this man. I'm not friends with him. I don't know anything about him. And the news is not doing the same. How do I know that he's going to get so crazy that he might go out on a crazy spree? Apparently, we have mental nuts all around the place these days. This man might go crazy. He might take it out on someone else. I don't know. This man needs to be behind bars. We need to study him. And when he does leave jail, we need to make sure he is okay. And he did learn his lesson. That's what we have to do. 855-712-9687. Let's go on to another main story here. iPhone 6. That's been the big story throughout the month. iPhone 6, Apple rumors, right? All you're hearing about. According to Bloomberg, Apple will begin mass production next month or two on two models, a 4.7-inch screen and another 5.5-inch screen. The jump in size is significant compared to the 4-inch screen currently available on the iPhone 5S that I currently have and love. That's not an article, that's me. So supposedly Apple is rumoring to be making these two phones. And of course, since the larger screen, the longer battery, and a lot of storage space has become very popular on phones the past 2-3 years, I'm not surprised Apple's jumping into this. And I feel that Apple stock is going to rise, and I would believe many Apple customers are going to jump onto this change, including my brother, who's a big Apple fan, and myself, who's got all four devices. That's what I believe. I mean, I was rightfully wrong about the WWE Network, but I think I'm going to be, you know, somewhat right that Apple is going to see a lot of great things come from it. But that's what we see so far, the rumors. And that's been a very high headline. There was another, you know what, there's no more headlines. I think we went through enough headlines. We went through, of course, there's Iraq. Right now we see forces in Iraq doing security measures, and technically in the capital of Iraq, Baghdad, that's where these terrorists are coming from. We are seeing them in Iraq, and we're seeing them do procedures. We don't know where that's going to go from there. John Kerry, Secretary of State, he's in Iraq trying to negotiate, trying to make a plan, and gas is $4.05 today. So that's some of the main headlines. If you have any main headlines you want to share, email me, yoandrew@yoandrewncs.com. You can tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. I would love to read them, and I would love to give you my feedback from them. But I think my feedback stands. I know many times I feel like I'm so negative about many of the stories I report on, but sometimes I don't have a choice. I don't feel that the grandma should be defended on a hoax she created to justify a point on our healthcare system. And I don't believe that this young man should not be held accountable for what he did. It's just simple enough. You know, it's that's the way our justice system is. And we can have a larger conversation in the near future.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk.
Tomorrow on History, it's an all-new season of Mountain Man.
There's an element of danger every time you walk out the door.
That's the way it is.
It's a dangerous way of making a living.
So many different things could kill you.
There's no room for mistakes.
I'm nervous about having my girls out in the bush with me.
To be a mountain man, live in the mountains, it's always been my life.
This is who I am. You just have to live your life.
Watch a new episode of Mountain Man tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a few groceries, but the grocery store is a hassle? Like an I must have walked a mile already. Why is the milk always at the back of the store hassle? Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with the essentials, so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Orbit Gum single packs are three for $3. And Pringles, including new sweet chili tango, are three for $4 with in-store coupon.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! This is great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Many ask what it is. Many ask, where is a cure? Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Going some underground disco. Guess that song. I think we should start doing that. Guess that disco song. I feel we find some goodies. It is the end of the month and the end of a program. It's, oh boy, it was kind of a bumpy month. Usually, I like to recap the month, and it was kind of bumpy. I think July is going to be great, and we're on the road to our 2-year anniversary now, and I think it's going to be a great month of July, and I think we're going to see great things in the next several months. I definitely could see that. Well, if it doesn't work out well, there's always cleaning. There's always another field that I can get into. It is the Sound Clip of Wisdom, and we do play the sound clip every single program. It's a clip we play to end off the program. It kind of gives you an idea, a message, a statement. You can go by, you'll be able to take that message, and you can speak about it with friends, families, your pet dog, your ex-wife, whoever you want to speak to about. It's become more now of a conversation, a issue you could take with you and speak about it with anyone. More of a way to, you know, last word kind of thing. The issue, I guess we're going to play from this particular clip is, it's about closure, and it's also about death and a relationship with a loved one. So there is a little bit of everything from this clip that we're going to play. I was watching the very popular 80s sitcom Family Ties last week, and I saw this clip. It was from episode 5, season 1, called I Never Killed for My Father. And it was about the father comes home and he ends up seeing, you know, well, the grandpa to the family comes by and he's dying. We see that the father in Family Ties, Michael Gross, who played Oh, my goodness. Who played the father in Family Ties. His grandpa comes, well, his father, the grandpa of the family, comes, and we see that there's a lot of tension between the two. And, of course, we then see closure. And here it is, the Sound Clip of Wisdom, I Never Killed for My Father. Sound Clip of Wisdom.
Oh, yeah, raised a fine boy there. Listen, I made some calls this morning. I even talked to the Mayo Clinic. Now, you're probably not aware of this, but there's a chance they could extend your life for a while.
Well, I'm aware of that.
You are?
Yes, and I'm not interested. I'm planning to die on my feet. Of course, eventually I'll fall over.
Come on, Dad, don't pull this macho stuff with me now. I'm talking about your life here.
So am I. Do you think I want to spend the days I have left lying in a hospital bed with tubes in me? Getting shots and treatments every day, depending on some overworked nurse to tell me if I'm awake or asleep. Not in your life.
Dad, a lot can happen in the time they keep you alive. They could find a cure.
Well, I hope they do. But I'm not going to risk wasting my last days in a hospital. I got a lot of things to do before I go. Oh, sir, I'm going to die the way I live.
You'll die the way you've lived, all right. Pig-headed and stubborn.
Oh, don't talk to me that way, Stephen.
It happens to be true. I'm trying to save your life, Dad, and you won't listen to a word I have to say, and you never have either. You've never given me 1 ounce of credit, not for the past 20 years.
Credit? You want a credit? What for? For letting your hair grow long and refusing to hold down a decent job? For maligning the leaders of the country? For spitting on every value I ever held? For purposely trying to antagonize me?
Is that what you think? It just so happens, Dad, that I believed in what I was doing and what I stood for.
And I suppose you wanted me to agree with what you did.
No! I wanted you to respect the fact that I could have my own ideas. I wanted you to keep on treating me like a son, even though I was different from you. I wanted to... Well, maybe just once. I wanted you to put everything aside and spend a day with me like the one you just spent with Alex.
Stephen, I suppose it's always difficult for me to show any emotion to you. I don't know the way our relationship was... I saw affection as a sign of weakness. I hope you didn't take it personally. I guess I never gave you much reason to like me.
Like you, damn it. Dad, I love you.
I never said I didn't love you.
You never said you did.
Well, it was implied.
It's not enough.
Of course it's enough. Unless I specifically... say I don't love you, you have to assume that I do. I love you, Stephen. I always have.
Dad.
You know, I always thought I made a lot of mistakes with you, Stephen. The biggest mistake I ever made was maybe not telling you that I loved you until it's too late.
Dad, it's never too late. Dad, are you scared?
Am I scared? Is Jake Keaton scared? Yes. Not so much of dying. But I'm scared of not living anymore.
Well, I'm here.
Got some time off tomorrow?
I'll make time.
Good. You want to go hunting? I'm just kidding. We'll find something we can do together. Come on.
So there are three things we can take out of this sound clip. Now, we saw Michael Gross, who played Stephen Keaton on Family Ties, speak to his father, Jake Keaton. And of course, they finally come out and speak about their problems and their relationship for several years. Three things we can take out of this. We can first say that holding your feelings inside isn't healthy. It isn't. It isn't healthy because it could allow you to do things you never thought you could do. And when I say that in a good way, but also, if you ever lose something that special, you will always regret for the rest of your life that you could have done more. You could have said more things. Another thing we see from this clip, another thing, is how we don't say, I love you enough. We live in society where we can scream and we can yell, and then if something happens to that special thing or that special person, you suddenly say, I didn't mean those things, so why'd you say it? We say it because it's a part of our common language. Curse words, attitudes. I'm not going to lie. I do it. Many of you who are listening does it. Is it a bad habit? Yes. I know 500, 600, 700 years ago, I really can't imagine a child screaming at the woman or the young man who raises them. And if something happened to that mother and father, we suddenly have this attitude change. What am I trying to say here? George Lopez, the program, there was one clip that I really, to this day, disagree with. I disagree when Max, the young child playing the son in the show, comes up to George Lopez and says, you know, why am I not sad that grandma died? Well, and George Lopez says to the young son, when someone dies, you're supposed to feel bad. You're supposed to be sad. That's not what you're not supposed to. You're supposed to feel it. And we don't see that. We go on our everyday lives. We say things we shouldn't say. We have attitudes to each other we shouldn't have. And when something goes wrong, it's suddenly okay. All right, it's over. I'm sorry. I didn't mean those things. Why don't you say it? Why did I say it? Why do I keep saying it? That's a big problem. So when I see a clip like this, and I see two fathers coming together and sharing their problems and finally telling each other, you know, why are we wasting time? Let's come together. Let's do what we should have done. Let's try not to say things that we don't mean. And let's actually live happily ever after. And I think that's what really comes out of the sound clip. You might think differently. And that's why we have this sound clip of wisdom. We have it because you're able to bring on a conversation with your family member or your friends. However that may be. But I think it comes out of those two things. It shows that we shouldn't say things we don't mean. And it shows how we can't be trapped in our own selves because of that second point. Good month. Good month. Another month down. I can't believe it. Wow. I'm shocked. Another June complete. It's so funny. We went through a June in 2013 and a June 2014. We've never done June before during college. We always ended it. We had the summer off. We came back with a bang. Now we've claimed that we have done this for two straight Junes and we're almost to two straight years. I have to say, amazing leap. I want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother. I love you. Thank you. I want to thank all my affiliates who allows us to air on their station. I want to thank the sponsors who allow us to air on those stations every single week, every Tuesday. I want to thank all my supporters. I want to thank the audience. Well, no, we always want to thank you last. I want to thank the supporters who support our program. And yeah, I want to thank my guest, Dr. Skelly, this month, who came on, and he's a great friend of us, and I'm glad he was able to speak about D-Day and and was able to go into the history of that historical event. And I want to thank you, the audience. You come every week. You hear the show. You never give up on us. And I have to say thank you for that. We really appreciate it. If you're listening on replay, we don't forget about you. I couldn't ask for a better audience. And if you're listening on replay, we don't forget about you guys. We thank you for listening to us. For taking out your time. Again, you can listen to us on Android or Apple or all that. All these different devices. Again, you can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. You can tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. You can Instagram me at yoandrewnts. You can Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. All this great stuff. Don't be left behind. See you next Tuesday. YoAndrewNTS.com.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.YoAndrewNTS.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now...
Tomorrow on History, it's an all-new season of Mountain Man.
There's an element of danger every time you walk out the door.
That's the way it is.
It's a dangerous way of making a living.
So many different things could kill you.
There's no room for mistakes.
I'm nervous about having my girls out in the bush with me.
To be a mountain man, live in the mountains, it's always been my life.
This is who I am. You just have to live your life.
Watch a new episode of Mountain Man tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a few groceries, but the grocery store is a hassle? Like an I must have walked a mile already. Why is the milk always at the back of the store hassle? Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with the essentials, so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Orbit Gum single packs are 3 for $3. And Pringles, including new sweet chili tango, are 3 for $4 with in-store coupon.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.